إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, we were talking about the Iman meter. How do we measure our Iman? How do we know what is the strength of our Iman? And it is essential to measure the strength of our Iman, because that is the ultimate critical thing that is required before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. And yesterday I mentioned to you one part of it, which is La ilaha illallah. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I said that if you think about the difference between how a Muslim says La ilaha illallah and somebody who is not Muslim says La ilaha illallah, what is the difference? And the difference is that the Muslim, when he says La ilaha illallah, he is saying it from a position of belief and a position from acting on it. He is not saying it purely as a matter of information. Today we look at the other aspect of it, which is Muhammadur Rasulullah. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is implied in that, what is understood in that, is that he is the last and final messenger. And after him, there is no Nabi, there is no Rasul. So when we say Muhammadur Rasulullah, once again, what is the difference between a Muslim saying Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and a non-Muslim saying Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? For a non-Muslim, it is very simple. It's a matter of conveying information about what Muslims believe. That is it. There is no responsibility on him to do anything about this. But when a Muslim says Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is not simply conveying information. Like in the case of La ilaha illallah, he is talking about his relationship with the Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the case of La ilaha illallah, he is talking about his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. With Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is talking about his relationship with the one who introduced him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. And that is the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, when he says Muhammadur Rasulullah, what is implied is that he says that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, who I follow, who I make the ittiba of. So therefore, as we said in the case of La ilaha illallah, it is the establishment of salah, which is the meter with which we judge ourselves. How do I know that I am on La ilaha illallah? By looking at whether I am praying the five salahs in the masjid. As I mentioned yesterday, praying in the masjid is the rule. Praying in some place other than the masjid is the exception. The exception proves the rule, not vice versa. So just because there is an exception given under certain conditions, it does not mean that we make the exception into the rule. That's not the rule. The rule is the rule. Exception is what happens if the rule cannot be followed for reasons which are permissible. So the reason why you do not go to the masjid has to be a reason which is acceptable in the Sharia. It's not left to our desires. So similarly, in the case of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the case of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the rule there is, how do I know if I'm a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How do I know this? I know this if I am within the purview of the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحُبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to those who claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make your ittiba. Tell them, make my ittiba. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you and Allah will forgive your sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. This is the meter. The meter is to say, am I doing the ittiba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left this completely boundaryless. Doing the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in what? In everything. Allah did not restrict it to one or more aspects of one's life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left it boundaryless, which means that we do the ittiba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of our lives. Right? So, for example, if you say, if I ask you what makes meat halal, so you say what makes meat halal is that it should be halal by itself, meaning that the animal that you are slaughtering must be among the permissible animals which it is permissible to eat, and then this animal must be slaughtered according to the way Rasulullah ﷺ taught us, which is to say Bismillah Allahu Akbar and to cut the throat, the carotids and the jugular. Now, if you follow the sunnah of Muhammad ﷺ in slaughtering the animal, how about following the sunnah in eating that? How about following the sunnah in doing something else with that meat, which is to distribute it among other people, and so on and so forth? We can't say I will follow the sunnah with respect to the slaughtering, but as far as eating it is concerned, I will do something else. No. So similarly, when we are talking about the sunnah, we are talking about ittiba of the sunnah, we are talking about ittiba of the sunnah in every aspect of our lives. Whether it is at home, whether it's outside, whether it is work-related, family-related, society-related, in every aspect of our lives, we must make ittiba of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave, like in the case of Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the hadith of Qudsi, that when a person prays the five salawat at their prescribed times, and implied there is the masjid, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is my responsibility to forgive this person and enter him into Jannah. So similarly, in this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say to them, make my ittiba and Allah will love you. Now if Allah loves you, then what is there that can harm you? What is there that will not come to you? What is there that you need, which you will not get? Then the whole issue of living on Islam and dying on Islam is automatic, because you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. If Allah loves you, then how can you live, how can you be in a situation without Islam? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Raditu lakum al-Islam adina. Allah has chosen Islam for you as your deen. So therefore, if Allah has chosen Islam as our deen, and Allah loves us, then we will get deen, we will get Islam. Right? So when we look at the ittiba of Rasulullah ﷺ as the meter, as the criterion of our iman, then we will be able to see whether we have iman or not, and how much iman we have. And as I said, it's a boundaryless issue. It's a question of looking at our life and ticking off and saying, where in my life am I following the sunnah, and where in my life am I not following the sunnah, and wherever I am not following the sunnah, start following it. It's, there's no rocket science involved. It's very simple. Where the sunnah is not being followed in whichever aspect of my life, then I need to follow the sunnah in that aspect of my life. Please notice, I'm not even talking about deliberately going against the sunnah, because this is haram. This is something which is not expected of a Muslim. So where is the question of why should I even talk about, I don't want to insult you by talking about deliberately going against the sunnah. Right? That's not expected of you. So there's no need to say that. We may be leaving some sunnah because we don't know, or out of forgetfulness or something. If you are deliberately going against the sunnah, then what do you say? If forgetfulness, leaving a sunnah without understanding, without, you know, being aware of it or being conscious of it or without considering it important, if this itself is a sign of the weakness of iman, what do you think deliberately going against a sunnah is a sign of what? Then do we really even have iman at all? Forget about weak iman or strong iman. Is there iman? Because if there is iman, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Nabi and Rasul, whose ittiba I make, whose ita'at I do, who I follow, who I obey, and not because this is my desire, not because of any personal decision in the matter, but because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed and stated as a condition of faith. So, if this is the situation, then deliberately going against something which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has instructed, what is there to say? So, it is very important for us to take stock of our lives and say, what is it I am doing? So, this meter of iman, and that's why I am keeping it very basic, I am keeping it absolutely at the rock bottom fundamentals, because obviously, if the fundamental itself is not right, then there is no sense in talking about anything else. But how can the rest of it be right? And what is the absolute fundamental? The absolute fundamental is the establishment of salah, the iqamati salah, and the establishment of the sunnah in our lives. If these two things are there, then inshallah, the rest follows. And if these two things are not there, then there is no point in talking about anything else. So, this is absolutely critically important when we look at the establishment of the sunnah in our lives. So, when we say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one I follow, then we must check, make a checklist and say, in my life, which of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam am I following? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this also, where he said that the best example for you is the example of my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very clearly in the Quran. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. For the one who desires and looks forward to the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the day of judgment, and who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a great deal. If someone remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a great deal, then obviously this person is never going to do something which is against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That we follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The importance of the sunnah is absolutely critical, because this is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us. It's like saying follow a map. Here is a route map, follow the route map. If you don't follow the route map, then you will go off track and then you pay the price of going off track. Now, if you have a route map, if you don't have a route map, it's a different thing. But if you have a route map and you still don't follow it, then what do we do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us a route map and He sent us a guide. Both. Right? He sent us a route map and He sent us a guide. The reason for that, for this is because a route map, even though the map is right, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the map. But there may be something wrong in the way we interpret this map, because the map can't talk to you, the map is there. So when I'm reading this map, when I'm looking at this map, maybe I misinterpret something in the map and I still take a wrong turn, even though the map is not misdirecting me. The map has got the turns right, but I take a wrong turn because of the way I misread this map. This is possible. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to obviate this possibility, in order to nullify this possibility, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us also a guide. So, here is the map, but the guide will show you how to read this map. So, what must you do? Simply follow the guide. Simply follow the guide. The guide is going according to the map. The guide is not taking you on some other route which is not there in the map. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُطِيعَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ. The one who has obeyed the Prophet has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because the Prophet is obeying Allah. How do we say that the one who obeyed the Messenger has obeyed Allah? Because the Messenger is obeying Allah. So the one who obeys the Messenger has obeyed Allah. And that is the whole idea of the guide. A guide plus a map is a far more reliable way of guiding somebody to a destination where you want them to be. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done. And that is why following the Nabi, making ittiba of the Nabi, if you don't follow the guide will still get to the destination. The guide does not need you to get to the destination, but you need the guide to get to the destination. If you don't follow the guide will go to the destination, you will go somewhere else. Because you did not follow the guide, right? You took off some on your own, some on some other tangent. And that is the importance of the ittiba, of the sunnah, of the following of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of emulating him, of imitating him, and of obeying him without question, not because we are blind, but because we know that his statements and his orders are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we obey him without question, because the question itself has already been answered. It's not blind obedience. It's obedience with complete and total understanding. Person who completely understands does not question again and again and again. There's no need. Who questions? The one who has doubt. What about the Muslims? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. These are the people who believed, and after that they did not doubt. Before they believed, they may have had doubts, they clarified those doubts. Once they believed, then there is no doubt. Alhamdulillah. We ask Allah to include us among those who believed and who did not have any doubts, and who follow the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam completely and totally and absolutely, and we benefit from the sunnah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.